Hey, shalom, my holy friends. I want to share with you a shtickle Torah, a little bit of Torah on Parshas Vayikra, and what's happening now, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan now. One of the things we're always trying to do is to live in the Parsha, to connect the Parsha to our lives, to make it relevant to what's happening in our lives. And you can't ask for a better Parsha, because it's Parsha Vayikra, Vayikra al Moshe, that Hashem was calling out to Moshe, happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Baruch Hashem, we're talking about really a Torah of today. And it says, Vayikra al Moshe, and this, everybody want to talk about Vayikra. And he called out to him. Rashi points out, this is Lashon Chiba. This is an expression of affection, of care, that Hashem is really trying to tell you, I love you, I want to be close to you. I want to get to know you and want you to get to know me and want to be close and intimate with you. So he calls out from him alone in the tent. Alone in the tent. You can't ask for something more clear than that. We're all sitting alone in our own homes, and we have to work on hearing Hashem's calling to us to say, I want to tell you something. And it says, Vayikra Hashem Moshe Mitoch Elohim Ad Lemar. He's called out to him from inside the tent of meeting to say. Now, he didn't say, he called out of him to do. That right now, it's not a time for doing. It's a time for to say. And then he told him about all the different kind of offerings, and we have a whole list of different offerings that we can bring. Now, if you look at all the offerings, all of the sacrifices, first of all, what's the word for a sacrifice? The word that's used for a sacrifice is a korban. A korban. Now, we all throughout the Torah, we've had a number of sacrifices already, starting with Noach sacrificing to Hashem. But then we use the term zevach, and we've had sacrifices that were brought at Har Sinai, and they were called shlamim, olot u'shlamim, elevation offerings and peace offerings, but never did it use the word korban. And they used the word korban of a coming close, of in a moment of intimacy, is only brought in this moment of Vayikra, of Chiba. And all of the Parsha is filled with korbanot that are korbanot hayachid. There's individual sacrifices. You would think that after we've had the setup of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, the place of the Tent of Meeting, and this whole big place, which is ostensibly a place for all of the people to come together and celebrate God's unity. As it says, you shall make for me a sanctuary, and I'll dwell within them. Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Now it's time for the Shachanti b'tocham, for the Hashem to dwell in us, and it's Vayikra Moshe as an individual, in an individual sitting alone in the tent, and all of the offerings that he wants to tell us about, and to learn and study about, our individual offerings. You can't ask for something more poignant in our time that each of us is just to learn to be the high priest in our own home or our own room or whatever it is, a time of isolation, and learn that we have an opportunity to come close to Hashem, to bring a korban, which is a korban yachid, on a single person's approach to Hashem. May it be that we'll have soon a real Beis HaMikdash, but even then, when we daven for a Beis HaMikdash, we say, Yiratzon milfanech Hashem sheyaban a Beis HaMikdash b'mei v'meinu, may you build the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. V'tein chalkenu b'toratecha, even when we pray for the Beis HaMikdash, we do it in such a way that it's connected to the Torah, that our opportunities of coming to the Beis HaMikdash and to actually bring a korban is not just our opportunity to watch a guy sacrifice a goat. That's cool and all, but the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash is that we come loaded with all the Torah that we can learn, loaded with all the details of the Korban, each of which is full of symbolic symbolism. And this is the time when it says, Lemor, that it's a time to study the Torah and to study these individual offerings, to come up with an idea of something that when the action is actually done, it's done with such symbolism that it means something. And so each of us, I bless us all, as we look through this Korbanot, to find something in the details of what's happening, something in the details of the actions, whether how the Korban is brought, or to find something that's full of meaning for us, so that when we have a Beis HaMikdash, it won't just be a Beis HaMikdash, it'll also be V'tein Chalkenu B'Torahtecha, that each of us will see our portion of the Torah being manifest, that the Beis HaMikdash will not just be a place for people to gather, but a place for Torah to be fulfilled. So I bless us all with a deep time of Nishlama Parim Svatenu, that our lips of learning Torah shall make up for the Korbanot that we're not bringing, but it should prepare us for the time when we're able to bring a Korbanot, we should do it with more meaning and with more depth. And may this time of isolation be an opportunity for all us all to hear Hashem calling us, and for to hear this the voice of affection and of love, and to load us up with all kinds of goodies, that when we do have a Beis HaMikdash, we'll bring a Korban Yachid, we'll bring an individual sacrifice that will be really, really meaningful. Shabbat Shalom.